We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Run in the stand. Hey!
Bum, bum, bum.
Got any grapes?
I'm gonna be waddling all up and down the street this week after kicking the Bills' ass.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the high South Florida will be on following that.
Oh, dude.
Championship level? Like championship parade?
It's not gonna be championship level, but it's going to be the most excited this city has been about the Dolphins in, I don't even know how
since
long.
The Wildcat, maybe. And not even the whole season, just the like the reveal of the Wildcat.
Yeah, with what you feel like the Bills are coming into this game, compiled with what you did last week, if you're able to come out with a win this past, I don't even feel like it doesn't even matter how it happens. Like, you know, usually it feels like we've been doing this thing where, oh, the Dolphins win, but Tua lost. Like, it's got to be like Tua looks good. I don't even care. Like, any way you get this win this week,
I just want victories.
Is going to be a win. But I got to say, I do think that the offense is going to be a big part of this win. I feel like this is going to be a big offensive game. I don't think this is going to be defensive back and forth. I think the thing that the fans should be excited about after last week is this is a league that tips towards offense and skill and talent, and the Dolphins look like they are one of the teams that is so rich with talent because of those two damn receivers and how fast they are, and they look like they know how to get them the football, and that's what's exciting about it.
I would say that this is one of those opportunities where you see where your offense really stacks up. And I would say, at the end of the day, if you look at one stat, it'll tell you the course of a game. If the Dolphins have two or less sacks, they win. Because it's probably going to mean you ran the hell out of the ball and you had them on their heels a lot. If you give up more than two sacks, it's going to be a long day. Because you're thinking, and the way I think about this is, each time you give up one of those sacks, it's a series ender, right? And so you're talking about one of the most prolific offenses in the league right now and giving them extra opportunities because you don't get a first down or don't move the ball.
Yeah, and that's, I think, one of the things you do have to be scared of, because seeing that Armstead did not practice the last couple of days, knowing that he's been dealing with the toe thing, so it's possible they're just doing the thing where, like, screw it, we'll wait till game. We know he knows what to do. We'll just wait till game day. Why waste reps in practice? Or maybe he's not going to play. If he doesn't play, yes, that will have you worried for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely, because, you know, then you're talking about two backup tackles going into this thing, and they have looked a lot better this line. They have. I mean, like, this has not been, last year was a disaster. It felt like Tua could not function. I mean, Jesse Davis was, you know, remember there used to be, there was the thing when the Dolphins were tanking and they said, the Dolphins are risking players' health. No. Starting Jesse Davis was a risk to players' health. That's right. What a risk to players' health was. And now that that's gone, this line has definitely looked respectable. The blocking that you've seen from, you know, the guys on that line, for Alec Ingold's doing, all these guys, like, that is a thing that Mike McDaniel values very much. But you can only take so many blows to that offensive line. And having to go up against this monster with both of them out would be really, really tough.
I think you move to a lot. Don't sit him in one spot. And you go from there. But I think, you know, this is one of those games where you definitely want to see them have some success running the football.
Yeah.
And no matter, even if you got to be creative with it, because what happens is if you have success running the football, so say if they run those fly sweeps with Tyreek and Waddle, or they run the stretch play, or they run counter plays, what it does is now that rush has to look for the run, and it slows them down a little bit. So I think it's going to be important that they have some success running the football and be creative with it. So it comes from a lot of different places. And then, you know, move to a little bit.
This, by the way, is a Football Friday, which is brought to you by Gunther Kia in Fort Lauderdale on 441 just north of I-595. Or visit GuntherKia.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther. Hit that ID here, incognito disguise sunglasses guy.
This is WAXY Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar, the home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter Miami, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Looks like you got those sunglasses like you're going to one of those crappy 3D rides at a theme park.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you're not going to rattle me.
What does that mean? I don't understand this bit.
I'm locked in, dude.
Well, locked into what?
Life. Not going to rattle me.
What tailgates do you have to go to for Only in Dade this week? You have to go to both?
I'm going
to
skip the Middle Tennessee, if you know what I'm
saying. It's going to be a little depressing.
Yeah, I mean, like, people are going to be, like, you know, fun and happy and stuff. But, you know, it's Middle Tennessee. We just came off a loss. Wake me up next week. But I will be there.
Boots on the ground?
Boots on the ground, making sure.
Boots on the ground.
No tables are broken this upcoming Sunday. No tables.
That's funny. If you actually go, be like, hey, take care of that table.
Yeah. What if I bring a table and I just start leaving them?
Well, I mean, like, I'm sure some psychotic
Bills fans. The last guy that left something burned 12 cars.
I think some psychotic Bills fan is going to try and ruin your table.
Yeah, makes sense.
It'd be funny if you just mind be like, you ain't ruining this table. And what if you get a table that like looks like it's breakable, but it's not?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I reinforce it on the bottom. Jeez. I'm going to hurt someone for sure.
Let's hear a little bit from Jalen Waddle on this upcoming Bills game. Waddle, waddle. And then he waddled away. Bum, 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 bum.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's like hype or anything. This is a divisional game against a good opponent, a real dominant opponent. So we should kind of look at it as another game. Of course, it's going to be, you know, a little bit more at state playing, you know, a team like Buffalo. But we kind of look at it next game.
Yeah, next game I get to kick somebody's ass, and I'm going to dance all over him. Waddle, baby, waddle, baby, waddle, baby, waddle.
I want to see him put a stretch together where they have consistent offense for – 2 or 3 or 4 weeks.
What's he having? He has 3 touchdowns in 2 games, Jalen Waddle?
Yeah. Man,
that guy's good.
So I want to see if this is a trend or this was just one of those special weeks.
Yeah.
Because if it's a trend, that means that you got this offense for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
If they start stumbling again, you go, oh, that was just one of those moments.
Mike McDaniel, if he gets off to a 3-0 start here and it includes beating the Patriots and the Bills and a comeback against the Ravens, like, I feel like this guy's going to be Teflon immediately. Because this was
his personality makes him that way too. Cuz he's not
abrasive. It does, but I was like wondering, like, all right, what are people going to think of guy when things, cuz he hasn't had to answer questions for a loss yet. Or he hasn't had to answer questions when things have gone bad yet. It's all been pretty rosy for old McCoachin, which makes for funny guy. A funny guy can always be funny when you're winning. And now I want to see what it's like when he's cocky funny guy, because he's going to win again.
You think he's cocky?
No, he's got like he's just got an air about
it. There's a fine line between cocky and confident.
Yep. Write what you will.
Write what you will. I'm a big snack time guy.
He definitely could go into Target. No one's going to recognize him.
But does he have to admit to being a snack guy? Because everybody don't have to admit it.
Well.
Because some people like, hey, buddy, we know. If Andy Reid said I'm a snack guy. Hmm. Duh.
So do you think if Mike McDaniel does, if he does win this week, though, is he getting like, he's getting the victory dinner at Prime, you know? I guess he doesn't have time this week because they got a quick turnaround. But then maybe after the Bengals win, they start 4-0. That's where he gets the celebratory dinner.
It's an away game too, right? When do they travel?
To the Bengals game. That's travel.
No, but when? Like Monday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah.
Dang. Do you still have that Monday off during?
No.
Oh, my God.
Short week, you don't get no days.
That's rough.
Yeah.
But you get the whole next weekend, so it's like an extra bye week.
True. Yeah.
So I would tell you, if I told you you had a short week, but you get 4 days off,
so then he's going to have him, you know, probably have a great weekend going to like Bass Pro Shop or something like that.
Who?
McDaniel.
He ain't hanging out in Bass Pro Shop, dude.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know. I could see him out on the lake.
No.
What do you think he does for hobbies?
You think he has the personality that's going to have him sitting on the bank fishing?
I feel like he's the type of guy that would just
throw. He's a mile a minute.
Nah, I know, but I think that allows for needing peace to think.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think he does for a hobby?
You're saying that if I were to go fishing, I'd be more relaxed.
No, I think you'd be yelling at the fish.
Then why is Mike McDaniel going to be so different if you just automatically said, if you go fishing, it ain't going to change you?
Because like he said, like he doesn't keep his phone around because he doesn't like to be ADD. He needs to be single focused. I feel like if he just needed to catch that fish, he'd catch that fish.
All right.
A little rod and reel. What do you think he does for a hobby? Bowling?
No. I picture him like
jiu-jitsu?
Sitting at a table.
Mm.
Right, with his legs crossed, with a little cognac, playing chess with himself.
Really?
Because he's the smartest person he knows.
That's interesting. I like that.
Which is the dumbest thing in the world. You know, you just show those movies with the guy with a chess board and he moves one piece every, like, 2 days. Do you know how to play chess?
Of course I know how to play chess. All right?
No, you don't.
They call me the chess master.
Hmm. Do they?
They do.
No, they don't. They do, dude. They don't.
My nickname in college was Chester.
That's not what Chester means, dude.
What?
More like Jester.
Yep. Yep. Hey, who's the funny white guy with the keg on his back?
Wow. On your back, huh? Impressive.
I've never done it on my back.
Well.
The empty ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's easy.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Stealing empty. So is that a crime? Because you're not actually stealing beer.
Why do I get minus one? Why are you guys hitting me with this? What is this? What is this?
Minus one.
All of a sudden, you guys are united on this front?
Wow.
Stunt Steve says, Tobin is lying and minus one.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah. Double.
Hey, did I show you guys my satchel?
You did.
Yeah.
You're very proud of the satchel.
Very proud of the satchel, yeah. For sure.
Because I can get in. I can get in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We'll take a quick break.
Are you sure before the end of the day I can take it off real quick?
No. Dude, no.
Dude, jeez.
So when the doctor takes it off, I'll send you guys a picture.
Fine.
That's fair.
Fine.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right.
You're dead to me. Is next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're dead to me.
All right. Time to play our favorite Friday game.
You're dead to me.
Go around the room. Say who's deceased in the mind of each individual talent on this show.
You're dead to me.
I'll go first. You know, I did a lot of reflecting over the last couple of days. And
answering for your crimes?
I don't have any crimes to answer for. I don't.
Of course not.
I don't.
Okay.
Free and clear, dude. How can I put this? I've wasted a lot of energy and time being upset at ESPN and their stupid list, which wrongfully ranked Jimmy Butler the 17th best player in the NBA. I didn't even spend enough time saying how mad I was at Bam being snubbed at 23. because I was so outraged by Jimmy. But then I thought to myself, you can't be like this anymore. Like, my son looked at me and he said, "Papa, why are you like this?"
There ain't no way in hell,
Papa,
that Tommy came at you like that,
Papa. He just looked at me.
He said, he greets people with a punch in the junk. What are you talking about?
He looks at me and he just like sees a sad father.
Oh, Papa.
Thinks, what could be going wrong? Daddy loses his job. Him and Mommy have a fight. Papa, why are you so upset? I said, son, because they ranked Jimmy Butler 17th in the NBA. And I'm tired of wasting my energy.
Yeah.
So I have made a declaration and a point in my life. I'm no longer going to get upset about anything ESPN says nor does. I'm not going to get upset about anything Windhorst says or Zach Lowe or any rankings or any power rankings. If they call the Heat dangerous loomers, you know what? You're not even going to hear about it on this show because they're dead to me.
You're dead to
First
me.
Of all,
is that a part of your wiggle room, though? On this show?
Dead to me.
Yes.
What about Twitter?
Because you know what he's going to do? He's
Instagram.
Gonna do it on Twitter.
Nope. This is the most important thing to me is this program.
You
if you
and
don't I, hear
Leroy?
About it. Nope.
Yes.
Nope. You won't hear about it. I'm turning over a new leaf.
I
the
want
not care
Marco
about ESPN
to
leaf.
Flip this.
And Tobin, waddle, waddle. And he waddled away.
I swear waddle, waddle. I am not going to do it. How can I talk about something that's dead? It's dead to me. ESPN, okay. Your NBA coverage is dead to me.
Okay.
We're on the lookout.
So,
not going to do it anymore.
You're dead.
As you guys know,
I can't be the guy who's upsetting my son by being
really
obsessive about this.
Really?
Papa.
Okay. Papa. Yeah. That's wrecking him on the line. That's right, Stunt Steve. Wrecking him on the line.
Stunt Steve? Dead to me. Whoa! So, no.
Whoa! Wow, right,
you're not dead to me, Stunt Steve.
Oh.
I'm telling you, Stunt Steve, they're dead to me.
Okay.
I apologize.
So
I love Stunt Steve.
You're lashing out.
So, I was going outside to do something. Because they're, you know how they do the final stages of the pavers where they seal
them?
Yeah. So you got to be careful, otherwise you'll stick to them. So I'm outside. I realize it's sticky. I turn around and stub my thumb on the door handle. Now, we all need a thumb.
We do.
The thumb is a very integral part of grabbing, of saluting, of opening stuff. But I got to tell you, I've had about enough. First of all, I want to look at it because my whole hand is swollen. So I want to see, is the wrap too tight? Is that what creating the swelling?
I think the swelling is you just got it cut open and fixed a couple of days ago, dude.
Yeah, could be that.
I want to see where it's cut. Although I can kind of feel it.
All right.
Right? The good news is I haven't taken any pain pills today. So it is getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But this thumb, right now, you're dead to me. We need to get it going.
Wow.
You're dead to me.
I love you.
Is this 2 days?
Listen,
yeah, it was dead.
I tried all of my little tricks that I thought was going to happen, you know, when I only had one hand. And the next thing you know, my wife is cleaning my undercarriage.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out. I'm embarrassed.
Sounds like it did work out.
I was saying, did it not work out?
No, she wasn't. Dude, she bathed me like a child. Turn.
Nah.
Like, it wasn't. I know what y'all thinking. Lovely wife.
Yeah.
You know, the mood is being set.
Mm-hmm.
No. She was very aggressive.
Nurse Spoon!
No. But she is going, I don't know what it is. I must have did something. She's going out of her way to, like, take care of me.
She loves
I
you.
I like that.
Huh. She loves you. It's adorable.
Yeah, but the bad.
And you know,
much.
You want to know what
too
she would
much.
Not, I'll tell you what she wouldn't be happy with.
What?
Taking off your wrap. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She would want to see.
No.
She would go, wait till I get home.
No.
Seriously.
Please don't do that.
Yeah,
no, I'm going to take pictures. But I only have one more week, so it's no big deal. So I see the doctor again changed to get a smaller cast.
J-Fay, what do you got?
Well, guys, Adam Levine.
Wow.
Wow.
You're
dead to me.
Wow.
Dead to me. I used to be a fan of this man. I really? Used to watch The Voice and love everything about him.
Yeah.
But the second you cheat on your wife like that, I lose all the respect for you, especially when you flirt like a little boy.
He does flirt like a little boy.
And the worst part is the apology, too. Yes, and she's pregnant.
And he wants to name the baby after her.
Yeah, that's the sucker.
The apology is saying that my wife and my family is all I care about in the world. Then why'd you do it?
Well.
Wow.
Well.
Why'd you do it?
Why did he do that?
My wife and my family and my side chick.
Why would he do that?
Yep.
Why would they do that?
It's ridiculous.
I'm telling you this. And I ain't saying I ain't condoning cheating. But if you're going to risk your relationship, your long-term relationship over somebody else, she better be an upgrade.
Yeah. He's also dating a bunch of little, like, they're young girls.
Girls?
Oh,
there's more?
Several?
There's like four that came out already.
You think
and
that?
His yoga instructor.
Yeah, you think this was his only runaround? Come on.
And the messages just progressively get worse and worse.
I mean, you know, dude's got moves like Jagger.
Hey.
No, he does not.
No, here's the deal, though. While we talking about all this stuff about, how he feels, he got to deal with his wife. That's worse than anything we could do to him. And if y'all got wives and girlfriends or boyfriends, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she Taylor Swifts him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does what?
Taylor Swifts him.
Oh, I thought you said Tater Twist him.
Oh, that too. Yeah. Like, Marcus.
I'm like, wow. I'm like, damn, J-Fig, you getting straight just violent.
I am. That's my middle name.
So you really, you rats off a ship on Adam Levine?
Super.
That was
super.
One of your favorites too, right?
No.
No?
Okay. Rats off a ship.
Now he's nothing. Yeah. Dead to
now
me.
He's nothing. Dead. Not even a speck of dust.
You're dead to me.
Marcos, what do you got?
Now, usually I tell you to lower the music, Tobin. This time, I'm tell you, switch the music.
Okay.
It's not your job.
Switch the music.
I'll tell you who's dead to me, all right? I've been locked in all day, all right? I got my poker face on, huh? You can't see my eyes, all right? Because I'm ready for a big game.
Lady Gaga right there.
Leroy! Poker face. Leroy! Tobin!
Yes?
J-Fig! Leroy again! Cool, we'll pass it. You guys ready?
Yes!
Yeah.
You hype?
What are we hype for?
I got my ticket to the Miami Zoo.
What?
Yeah.
What?
The first attraction? The cheetah exhibit!
Wow!
What? Second attraction! We're feeding the penguins!
What?
Waddle baby, waddle baby, waddle baby.
You know what I'm ready for?
What are you ready for?
I'm ready for Tua. Three touchdowns in one quarter.
What does that have to do with the zoo?
No one knows. I enjoy them both, I guess.
I feel like it's a mix of the zoo and Miami's aquarium.
Exactly.
Oh.
Let's go.
You know what else I'm going to do after I'm done playing with the zoo?
What?
I'm going to say, hey, Elsa. Olaf.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Javon Holland is in the safety lurking.
Wow.
And then after I do all that fun stuff, I'm going to cap off my day with a cartoon. You know what cartoon that is?
What's that?
X-Men. All right? 4 to 5 different players is all I can think of. I'm sure there's more. I want more Mike Gesicki weird gritties. I'm hyped.
That wasn't the gritty, whatever he did.
Whatever that is, the granny. Mike Gesicki, I need more of it.
Oh, hey, Marcos, looks like you got some leakage going on in that studio. You might want to sealer it on up.
Oh, my goodness.
Why are you guys like this?
No! Hey, you know, I'm a little hungry, Marcos.
Yeah.
What do you think about after this? You and I, we go grab some breakfast at the Jerome Baker.
Whoa! That's a new one. That's a new one. So, yeah, long story short. Mm-hmm. Bills Mafia, You're dead to me.
Hey.
You're dead to me, bum.
Let him try to squeeze that sealer in.
Yeah.
But again.
Didn't try to do anything. It got through.
Yeah. Then that Baker one.
It's that. That's of all the things that you promoted. I'm even talking about Kendrick Nunions.
Oh.
Kendrick right. Nunn. Hold on. Kendrick Nunn loved Kendrick Nunions. I'm not going to let you slide.
I know, but seal it on up. Like you're like Will Ferrell.
You
and
gotta
the
do
other
the clap
guy.
Too.
Seal it on up.
I don't know about
Magic
you, but
Man.
I was a hype.
Yeah,
you see me?
I'm hyped too, dude.
It. No, you don't.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I like the music though, even though that's heat music.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. Can I do?
What is the Dolphins? Would it be Seven Nation Army?
The Dolphin
no,
song?
That's also
no.
Heat.
No, I'm just saying.
No,
if,
the Dolphin.
If he did, the same thing with that in the background,
nah.
Who are you knowing is a the, football
the,
thing?
The Dolphins. The Dolphins song is T-Pain's Miami Dolphins.
Ugh, no way.
Oh, no.
I'd rather the original.
No, can we do Peppa's?
Or no, Peppa's. You've just listed literally the three famous Heat songs. Like that's they're all Heat songs. Right. Peppa's is the Heat's.
What about the Crazy Train? You love Crazy Train.
Crazy
yeah.
Train.
Ooh. All aboard!
That's more of a football song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know he's still doing concerts?
Yes, and I want to go.
He can't talk, but he can sing.
Yeah.
I want.
I like that.
Really?
You want to go?
I want to go.
Dude, he eats bats.
I don't care. He also ate ants.
Keep him away from the zoo.
Ants?
What?
Oh, no, he didn't eat them. He did something else, though.
Oh no!
I thought that was
last time I saw him eating, and he was eating crack.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
You eat that? Huh?
Took a weird turn.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. However.
Anyway, that's
he's the Prince of Darkness.
That's your dead to me. Official Dolphins predictions next.
Snorted ants.
Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Take you up till 10 o'clock. If you missed any of today's show, Tobin and Leroy podcast available for you on all podcast platforms. You guys can also get us on.
Got a little Phil Collins going.
YouTube.com. You done that joke 3 days in a row.
And still feel my heartbeat in my hand.
The you guys can also get us youtube.com/theticketmiami as you know, lots of fun coming this weekend. Dolphins, Bills.
We just overlooked the Canes, right? We ain't even paying no attention this week.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee.
Dude, you know? Yeah.
It's not even the whole state.
Cares. Do you care about the game this weekend?
I mean, I care.
I don't even think I would care if they were 3-0.
I care about all games. I ain't got nothing to do.
Middle Tennessee State.
I can't golf. I can't do nothing.
Dazzle me. That's what I want.
I thought you had to take me, Ma, to David.
Here's what I want the Canes to do. Here's what I want the Canes to do.
That's on Sunday.
Oh.
What I want the Canes to do, dazzle me.
Ooh.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
No, entertain me.
I don't even care about being dazzled.
I want to be dazzled.
Dazzle against a reputable opponent.
Your 26-point favorite, dazzle me a little bit, okay? As we go into as you're going into conference play, dazzle me a little bit because you bored me to death last week. It was terrible. You were bored to death watching that, yes?
There was a couple of times I was like...
Yeah, it was a snooze fest.
Or you ever change the channel and you're watching another game and you go, do I really want to go back
to
this
game? Do I want to go back? Am I forced to go back in this situation? Right. Yeah, I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. So for me, just dazzle me a little bit. That's what I want.
What you got going on this weekend?
I got football going on this weekend. Watching football.
What about you, Jay Fig?
And my son starts baseball tomorrow, too.
T-ball, Coach Pitch.
I'm not sure.
All right.
Ooh.
I'm waiting to be dazzled.
You guys
got
to work?
Ooh.
You working this weekend, Marcos?
Yeah, I got Benji Brown at the Miami Improv.
All right.
Yeah, Macy Crowder. Crowder said he wanted to go to that, so maybe we'll hang out. We're not going to hang out.
I doubt it.
Not going to hang out with me. But, yeah, I'll be that, and then I'll be live.
I mean,
at
do
the
like
table.
I do.
At first, I
when
thought.
I see him in Walmart, I make him hang out with me.
Mm.
I corner him.
Yeah.
So you're like the YouTubers with Ray Allen?
Yeah.
Can you play this, the YouTubers with Ray Allen? Ray Allen was bothered by some YouTuber named Loaf, who was fake farting around people with a fart machine in a Miami Target. And Ray Allen was not having the shenanigans at all.
My bad.
I know you hear me. Bad. Keep it moving. And you still recording?
No, he's taking 30 pictures per second.
I'm not cool with that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Come on.
All right.
Talk to him.
He's deaf.
Do some sign language or something.
Bro, I didn't even know it was Ray Allen until you guys told me. I feel bad because, like, he thinks the reason, like, we're doing it is because he was Ray Allen, but I didn't even know he was Ray Allen. I'm just trying to do the prank.
You're just trying to make people think that you're farting around them, Loaf.
First of all,
it sounded like a lawnmower.
That's some old Tobin stuff right there. That's what you would say.
Tell this kid
to try to wiggle your way out of.
This kid is going to be. And by the way, he's doing some meet and greet later. If anybody sees him, tell him to get the hell out of this city. You don't bother Game 6.
Yeah,
he's not from here.
No,
he's doing a meet and greet.
Yeah. A meet and greet.
I have seen that a couple times.
No, these YouTubers are very popular.
Yeah,
you know, you got these idiot kids who are watching YouTubers now all of a sudden, and so our generations are being raised by a bunch of loafs.
Let's all go to the meet and greet and just fake fart.
Just boo him.
Yeah, turn it to a beat and greet. Too much. Can't threaten the kid.
Very much too much. Yeah, you took it too far.
That was a joke.
You're inciting violence.
Can't do that.
Legally.
No. Wow. But if you want to go there and give Loaf dirty looks, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and then break his legs.
I don't know.
Too much again?
You just go to his YouTube page and find it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want to support him.
Who cares?
First of all, I don't hang out with people that have weird nicknames.
Loaf.
Yeah, I ain't calling you. No.
And the guy thinks he's smart. Oh, it's taking 30 pictures per second. Shut up. You know what? You think you're cute? And I like how Ray Allen's like, he's telling the kid, he goes, he's deaf. And Ray Allen's like, well, teach him some sign language or give him some sign language.
Yeah.
You think you're going to be quicker on your feet?
Is he really
than
deaf?
Jesus Shuttlesworth? No. Kid was being a smartass.
Okay. So see? And so if he would have got knocked out, then what?
Then he probably would have been like, punched by Hall of Famer.
Right.
Ridiculous.
And you know what they would have said?
Mm.
Ray Allen has every right to protect his area. Two-piecer.
Ridiculous.
See, you're a loaf. Here's a two-piece. Boom, boom. Make a sandwich.
Official prediction, Leroy. Give me an official prediction for Sunday Dolphins-Bills.
Here's what's going to happen. 27-21, Bills are going to be charging down the field. They do or they don't. I say they don't. Dolphins win. 27-21.
All right. I like it. J-Fig, what do you got?
I actually had 31-27. Dolphins.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Marcos, what do you got?
38-21. Wow. Fins.
Wow. Nice little blowout.
Yeah. I mean,
nice little blowout.
You know, hey. You know they're really good, right? The Bills.
They're injured.
They are injured.
Aha!
Is Stephon Diggs injured?
No.
Yeah, is the quarterback injured?
What's that guy's name?
Josh Allen?
No, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that pass rush injured?
Yes. Pass rush is injured. Yes. A lot of their defensive
Von
line
Miller?
Is injured. No, but he's negated by Armstead.
No. Then
Armstead.
Then what's the problem?
Armstead,
who's injured?
Miller, their defensive line is injured. Their corners are injured. Their safety's injured.
Okay.
Look at that.
Okay.
Look at that.
Okay.
All right.
You got Von Miller, though.
Armstead.
Well, you guys gave your predictions. We're good.
No, is this what you're doing?
Wow.
No. You can't do this.
No. I'm not
doing
this.
I wait for the day.
What?
The back of Leroy's chair snaps in half during the show.
It's going to happen one day.
No, it's not.
That thing ain't holding up, dude.
It's a recliner, but I need to figure out how to get it to sit upright instead of leaning back.
You're nuts, dude.
I'm not nuts.
You're nuts. Like, it's not going to hold up. It's not going to hold up this whole time.
This is a perfectly good chair. What are you talking about?
No, dude, it's not going to hold up.
All right. What do you got going on this weekend? Just football?
Yeah, just football. I told you, my son's playing ball.
But I can't grill yet.
I'm sorry, dude. You can do it with one tongs. You good?
No. You got to mix the meat, though.
Don't look at me like that, JFig. I'm not doing it, all right?
I know what you're doing.
You don't know what I'm doing. Don't I? You don't always know the bit. I get insulted. You've done this 2 weeks in a row now where you think you know the prediction bit. You know, you don't know the prediction bit. Okay? That's annoying.
No. Yeah. It's the way you're going to say it.
No. You don't know.
Okay, then move your arm.
My arm?
Hands up. Hands up!
No.
I think up.
I'm not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You're calling in.
No. I'm not doing that.
I got no calls.
There's nobody on the line. I can show you right now. You want me to show the phones?
You're looking at it.
I'll show you right now. Look.
Yep.
I got the phones. I'll show you. Look.
Well,
you probably just dropped it right now.
Play. Look at that.
No, show me the bottom. Show me the bottom. It starts from the bottom.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Show me.
Look at that.
You forgot I was a producer.
There it goes.
See?
Hey, so on the bottom it says show pony?
No, it doesn't say anything, dude, because there's nothing there. I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm not going to grace you guys with a prediction.
You're not going to give us a prediction? Dude?
No.
It's a big game.
Next time when you ask us, we're not going to grace you with
No. It's fine. You guys think you got the bit figured out. You guys are so smart. A bunch of radio savants out here. I'm sorry. Sorry to, you know, you guys just end the show today. That's fine. It's fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we'll
you guys end it. It's fine. It's
cool. Yeah. Let me guess. Cool. Here comes a caller.
No, he's backing his stuff up. This is strange. Hold on, we're getting a call. 1 second.
You don't say.
Hello, 7-item ticket. You're on air.
Hello, puppet.
Oh, who's this?
Yeah, calling in from London here, love. Big Dolphins fan. Just want to say, got official prediction for you.
Yeah.
Call it. You always say a giant, by the way. Former Dolphins run back.
Yeah, okay.
Best game ever in my career was against the Bills. Oh. And this will be no different. 42-3 Dolphins!
42-3.
Wow. 42-3?
Wow, that guy's got guts. I wish Tobin was here to hear that.
Everybody wonders why I'm always so mad. People! People make me mad!
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
The royal is clean, your highness.
That looks like money.
I'm waking up. It's Folgers in your cup.
Hope you mother have a good day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.